Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. You may not recognize his name, but Neil Cowley is probably the most widely heard pianist on the planet. Neil Cowley played on Adele's mammoth hit record 21. That's his piano playing on Rolling in the Deep and the other singles from Adele's musical juggernaut. But Neil has had a long and varied career, from early classical training to stints in trip-hop and funk bands. His Neil Cowley Trio looks like a standard jazz combo. It's piano, bass, and drums. But their sound? Well, there's nothing standard about it. Here is the Neil Cowley Trio, live in our Soundcheck studio, and they're going to play for us a song called Rooster Was a Witness. That's the Neil Cowley Trio, live on Soundcheck, and a tune called Rooster Was a Witness. You'll find a version of it on the Neil Cowley Trio's latest record called The Face of Mount Molehill. Neil, it's been a while. Welcome back to
New York. Thanks very much.
To our studio. The Face of Mount Molehill, Rooster Was a Witness. There are other titles on the record that all kind of suggest stories.
Yeah, we try to imagine stories when we're making them. I mean, the Rooster Was a Witness thing is about this rooster who's witnessed a terrible crime. And when the authorities turn up, the only way he's got to explain it is by flapping his wings and crawling and croaking and all the things he can do. It's a bit like being in this band because we don't have vocals, we don't have lyrics, so we have to communicate what we're trying to communicate without the power of words. And so we are a bit like that rooster.
So the trio has been, as it is here today, piano, bass, and drums for a long time now.
Mm.
But on this record, and in fact on that song on the record, you've got violin and cello, you've got some ambient electric guitar effects and stuff. So really trying to expand the palette, it seems.
Yeah, we'd made three trio records, and we just thought it was time to sort of, you know, enhance it a little bit. And it was a chance meeting during the London Jazz Festival. Someone put us together with this this string quartet for an experiment, and it really worked. And we became great friends with the lead violinist in that, a guy called Julian Ferraretto. And we decided we wanted to do that in the studio as well, so we did it with an eight-piece. And as you say, we introduced guitar atmospherics from a guy called Lee Abrahams, who worked with Brian Eno. And we just wanted to meet new people. We're bored of each other, you know?
Well, let me introduce the rest of the band. It's Neil Cowley, of course, at our piano. Rex Horan on bass, Evan Jenkins behind the drum kit. Evan's been with you for a long time now.
Since it started 6 years ago, yeah.
And Rex...
he's our new friend.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So... despite the change of personnel in the bass end of things, the sound is still this very groove-based thing. There are clear elements of rock, of minimalism and stuff. And yet you are, you know, a piano, bass, and drum trio. So how is this received in, like, jazz circles back home in the UK?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're sort of... We're at loggerheads with the word jazz as much as anyone, and we realise that jazz is a genre that some people feel the need to protect in a way, which is a sort of a strange concept because jazz was always a very forward-thinking genre, and then there are some people who are out there to protect it, at the gates. But in general, I mean, we look like a jazz trio. We're being Brits and being brought up around the amazing elements of British influence, such as, you know, great rock or great pop, you'd be kind of blind not to be influenced by that, or deaf, you know, to be not influenced by that. So it's just a natural thing. But we look like a jazz trio, and so that has its, when it comes to, you know, press or anything like that, you're going to be classed in that way. So you're going to be assessed against the jazz tradition.
Well, you also, I mean, you find yourself, don't you, playing jazz clubs a lot?
Yeah, we do jazz festivals. I mean, you know, the jazz festivals are the nicest things to do in the world. You know, the luxury element's fantastic because they're always in wonderful places and they always have wonderful facilities. And it's a case of also getting the best instruments. We want to sound the best we can. And, you know, quite often, you know, to get a nice Steinway or a nice Yamaha, you know, these are things that you rely on a jazz festival to provide.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of moved into that that concert hall kind of element in the UK, you know, and beyond. We're sort of in that area. We like people to sit down and have a listen, you know.
The Neil Cowley Trio playing for us on Soundcheck today. You want to do Fable for us next?
Let's do Fable.
All right, another live performance in the Soundcheck studio.
Thank you.
Once again, the Neil Cowley Trio. Live on soundcheck, Neil Cowley at our piano, Rex Horan playing the bass, Evan Jenkins the drums. That is called Fable. What do you got, steel fingers over there?
Steel arms, and this piano's finished.
Oh, our poor old Steinway. It served us so well for so long, and now getting close to firewood.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, driftwood this is.
Yeah. Neil, it's been 3 years since you were last here in our New York studio. Mm. In that intervening time, you've done this new record, The Face of Mount Molehill, but also a prior record called Radio Silence.
Yes.
A title that will terrify broadcasters everywhere. And you had a featured role to play in the best-selling album of our time.
I know, and it took me one afternoon. Who'd have thought it?
Really?
Well, in essence, I mean...
I'm talking about Adele's 21. You're sure. The pianist on Rollin' in the Deep and a whole string of hits that have spanned the globe and set all kinds of sales records. So how did that happen?
Well, I got a phone call one Friday afternoon back actually in 2008, and when she was about to go in the studio for essentially the first time for this, for 19, the making of 19. And,
which was her first record.
Which was her first record. And the girl on the phone said she's about to go in the studio on Monday, and her piano player has decided to keep his job at the mall because he doesn't think the band's going anywhere. So I said, and she said, would you come in on Monday morning and help us out? So I said, yeah, fine. So I turned up on Monday, and there she was with her producer, Jim Abbiss, and they set her up on one side of the studio and they set me up on the other. And she's a one-take wonder, and I like to be too because I get bored very quickly, and so it worked very well. I think it was Hometown Glory, the first track we did, and we just did it in that one take, and it was a beautiful thing. And so when she came back to do 21, I think she thought, well, I'd like to sort of rekindle the relationships I made on the first record, and so I was called in again. But as I say, it's probably totals about three or four afternoons in actual total of amount of time spent, and then I just sat there and watched the record go completely ridiculous.
Now, on those afternoons when you're in the studio making this, did you have any idea what you were a part of?
No, and I don't think she did either. I think her plan was to just sell a few more records and see that her mum was all right in a new house and everything else, and that was going to be, you know, that would be enough for her. And then, in fact, I think even like on tracks Rolling in the Deep, I don't think she personally thought that was a great song, and you know, and then it just went and did what it did. So it's been enormous. It's ridiculous. It's a phenomenon, and it's lovely to sit there and be a part of it, and it's lovely not to tour it, and it's lovely to have time to continue doing this band,
right?
The thing I love, and yet be on the record. So it's a good thing.
So have you ever had occasion? I mean, people must come up to you all the time and say, "So what do you do? What kind of music do you say? I'm a musician. Well, what do you play? Have you ever had occasion to like point at a nearby speaker and say, that's me right now?"
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't get me better seats in restaurants as yet, it's easier to many great swathes of certainly the British general public. It's easier to say, well, I played on the Adele record than it is to say I do the Neil Cowley Trio, because that takes a hell of a lot of explaining. Because their minds, their faces phase over, you know.
So now, but for those folks who stay with you long enough to get the explanation of this trio, how do you explain what you do?
Well, I explained that it's music. It's a roller coaster ride of dynamics. It's a very involving live show. It's very much about the live show. And I say that we're essentially a jazz trio. We tour around jazz festivals, but there are many other influences coming into it due to our shared history in music. I just say come to the live show, and that would be a much better explanation than me sitting here trying to, you know, put it into words, because, you know, I'm not even a lyricist, let alone a narrator. So.
We're speaking with Neil Cowley. The new album's called The Face of Mount Molehill. Now, this lament you're going to do for us, this is just you?
Just me, yes.
All right. So it's the Neil Cowley Trio -2 and another live performance on Soundcheck. Thank you. That is the British pianist and composer Neil Cowley, solo, live at our piano on Soundcheck. Lament is the name of it. The Neil Cowley Trio, back with a new album called The Face of Mount Molehill. And Neil, the last time you were here, as you were talking about before, you were saying how this band is very much a performing ensemble, performance-based. You also said, and I'm going to quote you here, it's entertainment, and entertainment often gets forgotten in the field of music. Do we take things a little too seriously sometimes?
Well, we can't, so that, you know, we're stuck with it because we're sort of amateur comics, you know, to put it the best possible way. I mean, we just love to laugh, and I think to remove that facet of our personalities when we come on stage is a bit of a lie. So we have to sort of, you know, we have to sit there with a sly grin on our face. But yeah, I think we probably do. I think there's time for laughter. There really is time for laughter. There's time for joy, and you know, there's just a warmth of spirit in any emotion is worth exploiting.
There's on the new record. There's a track called Mini Ha Ha, which you know, sort of. I mean, it's hard to listen, especially to the beginning of this piece, without a kind of a sloppy grin appearing on your face. So,
well, yeah, some people have likened,
mission accomplished.
Yeah, some people have likened that to Chucky's Revenge. You know, it sounds like a horror movie. But that is, in fact, my daughter. That's my daughter laughing, and she's laughing whilst playing silly noises on a keyboard, and she's got such a husky little laugh. I wanted to sort of write a tune around that, and that's exactly what we did. So, yeah, there's always time for tongue in cheek stuff for sure.
Well, we'll leave you with a little bit of this track called Mini Ha Ha from the Neil Cowley Trio. Neil and Rex and Evan, guys, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us.
Thanks, John. Thank you so much.
This is Soundcheck.